What is going on here, loyal subscribers? Welcome back into another episode of the Potato Pod. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about something really interesting that I really didn't know if I was going to talk about. I really did not know if I was going to make this episode, but I decided it would be important because I'm sure a lot of people out there probably have gone through, are going through, or will be going through something similar in the very near future. And that's about selling everything. I really did have thoughts about selling out of every position I had or have present tense in the entire market. And, you know, even before I just pressed record, I said maybe because I had another episode I was going to film. And one of my friends texted me and he was talking about how he's thinking about selling everything, how he wants to get out of the market, how he's torn, yada, yada, yada. And that was kind of the deciding factor for me. And I decided, you know what? I got to record this. I got to let this go because this is going to bring value to people out there. This is going to bring value to someone out there that is contemplating selling their stocks. So hope you guys enjoy this. Hope you guys get some value out of this. Hopefully this pushes you to think a little bit more before you sell any of your assets and just liquidate all of your investments. So if you get any value out of it, make sure to drop a like on the video. That really helps with the channel. That really helps the channel grow. Also, don't forget to subscribe or leave us a review if you're listening on Spotify or Apple. That really, really helps us out. Really appreciate it. And guys, so yes, as I mentioned earlier, this is not clickbait. I really had thoughts about selling all of my stocks. And lately, we've seen a lot of drama in this market. Like everywhere you look, like it's Red Dead Redemption. There's blood everywhere. There's blood in the streets. There's blood in the bedroom. There's blood in the bathroom. There is blood in every single place. And it's because of a lot of different reasons. It's almost like there's this brick wall that's been built out there. There's this construction site that just decided to pop up overnight and decided to tear down every single building in the lot. Between the Russian-Ukraine situation, inflation, the Fed talking about raising rates, which they are going to raise rates in a couple of weeks. I would expect a 0.25% raise personally, but we'll see what that shakes out to be. And before Russia invaded Ukraine, and we're not going to get into too much detail about that political side of things. That's not what this platform is for, and that's not what I want to talk about here. But before they decided to do that, I was completely fine. I didn't have any thoughts about selling out of anything. I didn't have any true fears. Life was good. In the Josh Fenton experience, everything was peachy keen. And then Russia invaded Ukraine, and it really, really got me thinking, because we've seen, even before that happened, we've seen so much blood, so much pessimism in this market, really for the last 4 or 5 months now, maybe 6 months if you really want to push that far, since maybe October, November area, definitely since December. December was a wash entirely. December was one of the worst Decembers we've ever had since the Great Depression. It was really, really ugly out there. January was one of the worst Januaries we've ever had as well. I don't know if it was the worst January, but it was up there, because I know we had a little bit of a rally at the end of January, so that might have gotten us out of the worst January ever. But it was really, really ugly out there, and it's been really ugly. And the entire time, I was just saying, buy the dip, keep buying, you know, dollar cost average, everything you normally hear me say. And I mean that, and I continue to do that. And then Russia invaded Ukraine, and it really got me thinking, this could last for a while. And I don't know. I don't know why that went through my head. I was very confused as to why I was having those thoughts. Maybe it was just a little bit of a compound effect of all the red we've been seeing. And I thought for a second, maybe I should just get out of this market, because it wasn't like how I used to be back in the day where I was checking my portfolio 24/7. I was, if any free time I had, I was checking my Robinhood account back when I used Robinhood back in the day. I was always worried about the stock prices. I was worried about not even day-to-day movements, but not even hour-to-hour movements, but minute-to-minute movements. If I lost $100 in an hour back in the day, I was freaking out. Like, I would literally be in complete panic mode. And because of this downtrending market we've been in, I guess that sense of doubt started to creep a little bit into the back of my head, like, what if this is, like, what if this is kind of like you see in the Japan markets where it takes 50 years to get back to normal levels, to get back to the levels we were at, something that's very unrealistic for a lot of reasons, mainly because it's very dangerous, in my opinion, to bet against the U.S. economy just because they're so good at innovation. You can say what you want about the political side of this country, but in my opinion, maybe you have a different one, but in my opinion, the United States is very strong when it comes to innovation. So, but that sense of doubt, like some things like we've seen in the Japan markets way back in the day, like those type of things, they were creeping into my head. And it really got me thinking. And I'm like, maybe it would be best if I just got out of the market. And you see guys like Meet Kevin selling everything. You hear rumors of guys selling everything. You hear people on CNBC talking about how they need to get out of the market, how they don't know when this is going to come back. They don't know when that's going to come back. They don't know when this is going to fix themselves. All these different things. And I guess after a little bit of time, it just consumes you and it becomes a little bit harder to block out the noise. So I'm hearing all this noise and I'm really thinking about this and I'm like, maybe it would be best if I got out. And then I thought about how I did this probably 5 or 6 years ago with my portfolio. I remember I completely panic sold. This was when I was first getting into the market, because it's not like I just started in the market yesterday. I've been in the market a while. And if I've been in the market a while doing this, I can imagine there's a lot of people who haven't been in the market as long, or maybe this is the first time they've seen a downtrending market and they're having similar thoughts, or they've already liquidated all their positions. So if that's another reason I wanted to make this video, have this episode up and running. So I thought about when I liquidated all my positions back in whatever year it was, 2017 or whatever the case may be. And I thought about how I sold out of Tesla stock and I left so much money on the table with that. For you, for those of you that are listening that don't know this story, I bought into Tesla stock back in, I think it was 2017. I bought into Tesla stock and I'm not sure what happened. I'm not sure where all this fear came from, but I ended up selling out of everything and I sold out of Tesla and I left well over six figures on the table. Now, again, that's a something some of you guys are going to watch this and be like, you're an idiot. Some of you guys are going to watch this and say, oh, that really sucks. Me, I don't regret doing that because I learned a very valuable lesson. And I always try to say there's no regrets in life. There's just learning experiences. And would it have been nice to leave that six figures in my pocket or put that six figures in my pocket and keep that in my portfolio and continue to either A, hold Tesla, or B, put that money into other stocks? Absolutely. But at the same time, would I have grown as an investor if I didn't sell out of Tesla stock? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. So anyway, to summarize, to get back on topic here, I'm having these thoughts about selling out of all my positions. And I think back to 2017 when I sold out everything and I say, you know what? Let me think about it a little bit. Because this is probably something everyone goes through, or unless you're a Warren Buffett or you're a very, very seasoned investor, like decades on decades, I think most or a good amount of retail investors go through cycles like this. They just have that natural sense of doubt creep into their mind. So I decided to think about it. And when I had these thoughts, it was a Thursday. So personally, I don't like to sell things towards the end of the week, unless it's a position I'm completely done with, I want to sell out of, I want to put the money elsewhere, I have a good reason to sell. But in a situation like this, I definitely don't like to sell towards the end of the week, because Thursday after Thursday comes Friday, then the market's closed. So that gives you more time to really think about what you want to do exactly. Now, most people, you see guys on Wall Street, you see guys on CNBC, a weekend comes, Friday comes, they want to sell out. A long weekend comes, forget it. They want to be out of those positions as fastly as possible. They want to dump them because a lot of news can come out over a three-day weekend. Maybe some bad news comes out. Maybe, I don't know, something happens with a company they own and they can't get out of it because the market's closed, et cetera, et cetera. Me personally, I would rather potentially pay a little bit of a premium or maybe lose a little bit more money just to have that extra time to think over what I'm going to do and really think, is this really what I want to do? I'm okay with that. I'm completely okay with that. I will always do that. I like that idea. And the thing is with stuff like this, when, and this is going to be a good rule of thumb for life in general, but especially in the stock market, when there's always going to be two different standpoints in life. You can always go right or you can always go left. No, that is not any political ties there, but you can always go right or you can always go left. And everyone's going to make an argument about which way is better. And if you're really passionate about one side, you're going to be able to find enough data, find enough bullet points to really make an argument for that side that you want people to go to, or that side you think people should go to, or that side that you want to go to. There can always be an argument made why the market will shoot up 30% this year. There's always going to be arguments made why the market can go down 30% this year. There's always going to be those data points out there. It's just a fact. It's going to be like that forever and ever, ever. And it is what it is. So anyway, getting back to me here. So I decided I was going to wait, and I started to go through the process of if this is something I really wanted to do, if I really wanted to sell out of my positions. Now keep in mind, I don't know how long this video is going to come out to be, but this entire process in my head took probably about 5 or 10 minutes, and I completely talked myself out of it, but I'm dragging it out a little bit here so you guys can, I guess, see my thoughts a little bit more streamlined here as opposed to just going like really quick through everything. So I decided to go through the process of if I was really going to sell everything or not. And I thought everything in life, there's pros and cons to everything in life. There's a risk with everything that you do in life. Everything. For example, you can make the argument if you are driving somewhere, there's a risk you get in a car accident. If you decide you want to go on vacation, there's a risk that you could, if you're going on a plane, there's a risk that that plane could crash. It's probably not the highest percentage chance of happening, but it's very possible it could happen. And you have to think about this with everything, at least I do. And I've always said, I don't know, I'll never know if I'm making the right decision until after the decision's been made in a lot of cases. But what I do know is if I continue to make good choices and put myself in the best place possible, good things are going to happen over time, and you're going to see that compound effect. Compounding good choices over time is just going to lead to success in the end. I truly believe that. I truly believe if you continue to do that, you will be rewarded at the end of the day, and I'm going to continue to stand by that. So I started to go through the thought process. I said, if I sold, what are the risks or the cons of me selling right now? What is the downside to me selling right now? What could go wrong? What could not go in my favor? I thought I could miss out on a rally in future years, because keep in mind, when I sell, that money goes to the sideline. What do I do with that money then? When do I put it back into the market? Do I put it back in a week, 2 weeks, a month, 3 months, 6 months? Then I'm really starting to get in my head and think about these things and become a little bit more indecisive here. I thought I could miss out on continuing to buy undervalued companies at silly valuations, because that's something I think a lot of people, except maybe Wall Street and CNBC, can agree on here. That a lot of these companies right now are at silly valuations that just don't make any sense. Some of these companies come out and they report great earnings. They have double beats. They have solid guidance. Stock goes down 5, 10%. It just doesn't make any sense. This market's very irrational right now, in my opinion. I could be leaving a lot of money on the table like I did with Tesla stock. It's very possible that some of the stocks I own, 2X, 3X, and I leave that money on the table. It's very possible. It was a risk I would be taking if I decided to sell off. And then, like I already mentioned and hinted at, just the fact of timing the market would be difficult. And I feel like that would just add another unnecessary stressor to not only my life, but my investing career as well. Then I thought, what are the pros of selling? What would be the best case scenario if I sold. And I thought the stock market could never recover and continue to downtrend for many years. How realistic is that? Probably not that realistic, in my opinion. And when I say many years, I meant like I was talking about in the Japan example earlier, like 30 years. I wasn't talking about like 2 or 3 years. Like, I mean, decades of downtrending. That's probably not that realistic, in my personal opinion. Another pro, I guess I wouldn't have to worry about my portfolio bleeding every day, even though I don't check it every day, believe it or not. I don't think it's the best thing to check your portfolio every day, but I know a lot of people do. And I guess when I did check it, I wouldn't have to worry about seeing that red, seeing that volatility, which really is not a huge worry of mine because I do understand how markets work at the end of the day, but it was just something that was in the back of my head. And that was really it. That was all the pros that I could think of selling. It really was. Now, if I was playing with money I needed tomorrow, this would be a very different story. If I needed that money to, say I wanted to buy a house within the next, I don't know, couple of months, even though now might not be the best time to buy a house, or I want even a couple of years I wanted to buy a house, and I knew that was a plan of mine, maybe this would be a different story. But at the same time, I don't even think I would have put that money into the market just because I wouldn't want to be at risk if something were to happen like this. If I was already all in the market, which I'm not, and I never will be by any means at all, because I just don't believe in that personally. I feel like you should never be at the mercy of the market. But if I was at the mercy of the market and I was concerned about paying bills, or I was concerned about, I don't know, just needing money for day-to-day things, then maybe I would sell some stock. I would liquidate some assets. But then I went through the process a little bit more after all these things. I went through the process a little bit more and I thought, why am I selling these companies? Why am I getting rid of these businesses that I researched fully, that I did my own due diligence on, that I read all these SEC reports, I listened to these conference calls, the investor presentations. I went through all of this and I had a vision for these companies. I had price targets, I had projections. Why am I selling them? Why am I selling them? What is the reason I am liquidating these assets from my portfolio? And I asked myself, are these companies overvalued or at fair value? As we just talked about, the answer was no. A lot of these stocks have been beaten down to ridiculous valuations. A lot of these stocks valuations don't make sense. A lot of these stocks could double today and the valuations would still not make sense. Then I thought, did anything change with the underlying business? Did any CEO leave the company? Did the business change directions in any way? Did I have a disagreement with the management team? Did anything go wrong that I've seen that said, that was an alert to me that made me say, I got to get the hell out of here? No. Nothing happened with that either. Then I went further down the list. And then I thought, do I have a better place to put the money? Do I have an asset, whether that's in real estate, whether that's NFTs, a different stock, a different company I want to invest in? Do I have a better place to put the money that will give me a better ROI, or a potential better ROI that I think is possible? Is there any place I can put the money for that to happen? I thought, there's really nothing I've seen. I've researched a lot of different stocks. I've looked into a lot of different companies, and I feel very happy with these positions that I hold. I said, okay. Then I went a little bit more down the list, and I asked myself this final question here, and I said, what would I do with the money if I sold it? What would I do with it? I sell all my stocks. I sell all my assets. I get rid of all of these beautiful companies that are undervalued, that I've researched, I've loved, and whose business models have not changed. And I thought, what would I do with this money if I sold out of these stocks? Because I sell everything, I have all that money in cash. So that cash has to go somewhere. What am I going to do? Put it in my bank account? That's definitely going to lose me money just based off of inflation alone. That's not going to make me money. The name of the game is to buy great growing companies at undervalued prices and hold for years and years. If I sold out of all of these companies that I love, I wouldn't be doing that. I would definitely be losing money because whether you like it or not, when you put money in a savings account, you're losing money at the end of the day. Now, there's a difference between selling off all of your assets and putting that money in a savings account and keeping money in a savings account just in case you have emergencies come up or you have bills to pay, just basic emergency fund savings. There's a very distinct difference between the two. But I went through with this entire process. I decided to ask myself all these different things, all these things going on in the world from inflation to Fed rates to Russia, Ukraine. Are any of these things really affecting these business models? Are any of these things that are going on affecting any of these companies that I loved and researched? And the answer was no. And I decided instead of selling all of these companies, I should be doing the exact opposite. I should be buying up all of these stocks. I should be buying up all of these businesses because I love them at the valuation I started buying them at. I should love them even more at these current valuations because once this wall, that once this construction site decides to pick up and leave, the sun's going to come out and these companies are going to shine and money is going to start to come back into the market, both from Wall Street and retail investors. Because I know a good amount of people right now that just aren't buying into the market because they think the stock market is going to go to zero. Like the Dow is going to go to zero. Buy great companies at undervalued prices and hold. What does it matter what all this noise is that's going on? Because this noise is not affecting these companies in any way, shape, or form. So I went through this entire process in about 5 minutes and that was it. But I really did have thoughts for about 5 minutes of selling all my stocks. I'm not selling. I personally don't believe there's a reason to sell. Outside, I've thought about this. The only reason it really makes sense for me to sell outside of better place to put the money, you know, stuff, something like that, some real tangible reason like that. The only reason I could think of myself selling out of everything would be when coronavirus hit and the economy was shut down and people couldn't spend money. That would be the only time I could really strongly consider liquidating everything. And that was, knock on wood, a once in 100-year health event. So hopefully we don't see that again because it's been going on for 2 years now and I think a lot of people are sick of it. But next time you guys are in a market like this, come back to this video and think about everything that I've talked about here today because you might realize that there really is no reason to sell and that those companies that you've researched and that you love or those assets that you've dug into and done complete due diligence on, they are going to pay off in the future 10 times over. So hopefully you guys enjoyed this. Hope you guys got some value out of this. Remember, don't panic sell. If you want to sell, give yourself a weekend, give yourself a few days to make sure that's something you really want to do and that you're not making a decision that you might regret in the future. So thanks for watching, guys. Make sure to like, subscribe, leave us a review, all those great things. And I'll see you guys in next week's episode.